Science and science fiction writer Jerry Purnell and a dear friend sent me this information. And as you know, Jerry's been fighting a brain tumor for some time. He's doing very well now. But this is what he wanted you to know. He said, George, I would be dead if I had not had radiation treatment. I guess I'm not a lot worried about 10 or 11 years from now. I doubt I'll be around. Now that I was having this inoperable brain tumor, it was getting worse every week, growing, giving me much worse neck and shoulder pains. I didn't have and don't have prostate cancer. I did have the PSA test, and that resulted in a biopsy of the prostate. And that was the most painful experience of my life. And they didn't find anything. And I didn't have any treatment. And I'm fine now. But I got my brain tumor diagnosed by blood tests since they thought the symptoms were caused by arthritis. But I sure needed the radiation, Jerry. And Jerry just wanted us to pass that on to you. We'll be back in a moment as we talk about diabetes and how you can reverse it in 30 days, simply raw, with Dr. Fred Bishey on Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Fred Bishey has a PhD in nutritional science and has run an active pioneering practice in New York City for more than 40 years. He has helped over 35,000 people with numerous health issues. He does this by guiding them into a change of eating and drinking lifestyles using the real fresh food approach. And his outlook is unique, not just from a dietary or nutritional standpoint, but also from a biochemical appreciation of how the multiple variables in the body directly relate. And to mention that is paid to what we leave out of our lifestyle, followed by what we put in. Here's Dr. Fred Bishey on Coast to Coast, Simply Raw. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Very good, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. Good to have you with us. Now, when you say Simply Raw, are we talking about everything or just vegetables?
No, it all depends upon the choice that a person makes. If a person's going to eat 100% raw, if that's their choice and they think they could do it over a period of a lifetime, then that's everything is raw. Everything is raw. And then they also have a choice what they're going to eat. There are people that do eat raw animal protein. That's not something that I would condone. I don't think it's necessary. I think there's other factors involved. But if a person chooses to eat 100% raw, I'm usually advocating a vegan raw type of a diet, which is fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, avocados, sprouts, and things from a plant-based type of a diet.
How many people, Fred, are walking around right now with type 2 diabetes, and they probably don't even know it?
Well, there's 200-something million people that are walking around that have diabetes. So a large amount of them don't really know it until they start to have, very noticeable, obvious symptoms. But type 2 diabetes is, it's getting to be pandemic proportions in this country. It's out of control. It's a very insidious disease. A lot of people don't recognize it, and they don't realize the secondary diseases that come from diabetes, kidney failure, coronary artery disease, better chance of developing different types of cancer because cancer cells have more insulin receptors, and anybody that's a type 2 diabetic has a 50% better chance of developing cancer. They also have more IGF-1 and 2, which are insulin-like growth factors, which enable a cell to divide faster. So if a person has a hidden, they're not aware they have type 2 diabetes, they have a much better chance of developing cancer. And if a person has diabetes, there's a better chance that the cancer will grow faster or deteriorate. They could deteriorate faster. So type 2 diabetes, it's really a serious problem in this country. And what they're really doing here, I'm sad to say, is that they're treating the symptoms, and they're never going at the cause. And type 2 diabetes is not really a difficult problem to help a person deal with if they're willing to be a willing participant in their own recovery. It's not really difficult. I see cases where it's turned around very, very easily. But the only thing is, many people are not aware that you could do this, and if they go to a healthcare practitioner, in a lot of cases, they're told it's impossible. They have to go on medication because mm-hmm. they don't. Yeah.
No, you're right, Fred. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine was recommended by his doctor to take, what is it, metformin or something like that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some kind of drug like it. And he didn't want to do it. His glucose level was in the high 140 range. What should it be?
Well, right now the normal range is 70 to 99 or 100, but about 5 years back, the normal range was 70 to about 120. But because of the influence from pharmaceutical companies, doctors now are recommending to get your blood sugar down as low as you possibly can to try to get it down to 90, but make sure you're getting it down to under 100. But I believe a lot of that has to do with the influence because of pharmaceutical companies, because that means there's millions of more people today that are on medication, because the difference between 100 and 120 is, in our population, makes a big difference, and there's a lot more people that are going to be on medication. So, you know, to have your blood sugar, the ideal blood sugar probably is down someplace around 80. And the human body is a fantastic biological machine. If you're eating a reasonably good diet, if you're staying away from processed food alone, it's going to be able to help you get your blood sugar down, you know, between 80 and 90.
Now, in Simply Raw, you say you can reverse diabetes in 30 days. And what kind of a drop are we talking about? 20 points or maybe even more?
No, maybe even more. But, you know, we have to differentiate between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Remember, type 2 diabetes is a lifestyle disease. That's something, very little of that is genetic. It's not really genetic. A lot of people are being told it's genetic. It's really what I would call epigenetic. In other words, the lifestyle is passed down in families. It's not in the genetic blueprint. Type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetics are actually producing some insulin. Just the insulin receptors, they have insulin resistance. The insulin receptors are not picking up the insulin. Type 1 diabetes is completely different. Type 1 diabetes is they're not producing enough insulin. And some type 1 diabetics are not producing any insulin at all, so it's much more difficult to treat a person like that. And there are also diabetics that are brittle diabetics where they're having serious problems where it's very hard to control their blood sugar because it's oscillating rapidly, bouncing back, you know, up and down very rapidly. They're difficult things to treat with because people can get themselves into real trouble.
What is it? Was it the type 1 diabetes where some diabetics have even lost their legs, for example?
Oh, absolutely. You can develop diabetic gangrene. Yeah, if the circulation. Remember, one of the secondary diseases to diabetes is circulatory problems. If you start, most people, when they're thinking about circulatory problems, they're usually thinking about coronary artery disease, which is a problem with the arteries that surround your heart. But you have the same problem going into your extremities, especially the lower extremities. So if you start to have inflammation, you start to develop problems in your lower extremities, in your arterial system, and because you have diabetes, what happens, you're not going to get proper circulation down to the lower extremities. And little by little, you're going to develop, you know, poor circulation into the toes, and you could end up with diabetic gangrene. And if your toes start to lose all oxygen down there, you have to remember, your blood carries oxygen. That's the most important thing that's happening in your body through your blood is the oxygen supply to your tissue. So if you're not getting oxygen to your toes, you're going to lose them. They're going to turn black, and, you know, it gets very, very painful. And what happens, little by little, if you don't try to address the underlying cause, you're going to lose your toes. And if it continues to proceed, you'll lose your feet. And it could work its way right up to your knees. There are people that lose their legs progressively right up to their knees. I mean, it's a tragedy, really. And it's very, very difficult for me because at this point in my life, I mean, I see a lot of people. I've been studying this stuff for over 50 years, and I'm walking around, and I have the ability to look at people and see, you know, they're going to develop serious problems. And sometimes I say to myself, I wish I couldn't see some of these things. It's not complicated once you have the experience in the clinical background. For instance, I was in a nursing home today to visit somebody, and to me, I walked out of there, I felt terrible because I see so many people in nursing homes, if they had this information available, they wouldn't be there. And that's not an exaggeration. Yeah. That's a statement that's not an exaggeration. I'm not a dogmatic person. I'm the type of guy that believes in science. I don't like to mix up philosophy with science, to have an abstract science, which a lot of people do. I'm a realist, and I try to be scientific, and I try to look at the way I look at the diet and lifestyle. It's a lifestyle change to me. It's a complete package. It's spiritual, physical, emotional, psychological, dietary, and throw exercise into the mix. And that's how you can take people and turn their life around and give them a high-quality life, because it's a complete package. And if a person is willing to make this transition, you can help drug addicts. You can help so many different people. It's unbelievable. And there's many different types of therapies, like clinical hypnosis to change or help a person change their thinking. We use many different things. I use a low-pressure hyperbaric chamber. I have a special infrared dome with a chi machine. I have people breathe in oxygen, and you get dramatic results. Like, so, take, for instance, somebody that has serious pain. They have cancer. They have serious pain. I have them breathe oxygen. I put them in a dome. I put them into the chi machine, and their pain goes away while they're in there. Now, it will come back in a day or two.
Yeah.
But,
if
you're in agony, it makes a tremendous difference. If somebody can get you out of pain for 5 or 6 hours without, you know, sticking a needle in you.
Fred, this raw food diet, I assume you're going to also lose weight on it, right?
Oh, you lose weight dramatically. Your weight comes down dramatically. Some people actually, it's so fast, it could be scary for some people if they don't understand biological healing. I mean, you literally could fall through your underwear, and I'm not joking. Your body weight comes down radically when you go into a raw food diet. Now, here's part of the problem. There's a lot of confusion in the raw food community about which is the best way to go.
All right.
And it's not complicated. The reason why there's so much confusion is because different practitioners and different people use different modalities, have had different experience. You do have people out there that recommend that you eat a lot of fruit, and they're firmly convinced that they're right because they have seen some results. And there are other people that recommend that you eat a lot of greens and sprouts, and they're 100% convinced that they're right because they have gotten results. And there's people that recommend all different aspects of this raw food type of a lifestyle. And everybody's sure that they're right, and the other person really don't have it down correctly. Now, the problem is, which I kind of get a kick out of, is that they don't realize that basically their experience, although it might be different than another person's experience, is that everybody's basically correct, because what the common denominator in all this is what you leave out. So the variabilities in a raw lifestyle, if you're leaving out cake, candy, ice cream, soda, cigars, crack, and all these other things, that's where the results come from. The results come from what you're leaving out. The human body's just looking for the chance in its chemistry to go back and make you well again. If you leave out enough of the negatives, there's a reciprocal amount of improvement in your chemistry. Your body works to its chemistry to heal you. It's what you leave out that heals, enables your body to heal itself. There's plenty of people walking around eating a healthy diet, and they're getting sick. They say, gee, I eat fruits, I eat vegetables, I even juice, I take supplements, and they still get sick. Maybe not as fast as other people do, but what happens is they don't understand you can't eat a perfect diet and smoke crack. The crack will make you sick in spite of the perfect diet. Of course, I'm using that as an analogy.
Sure.
But that's where people are making their mistake. I have many people that come to me and say, Freddie, I don't understand how this happened to me. I eat such a good diet. Well, I already know. It's in many cases, their diet isn't that good. They say, oh, I eat salads. I eat I eat brown rice. And they rattle off all these so-called health foods. Then they neglect to tell you that they're still smoking and that they're still doing things. You know, they're still eating a lot of processed food. And processed food is the killer. If you look at the world epidemiologically, you look at all the societies in the world, and I've done epidemiological studies for years, and to me now, a person that can't see will see it. If you look at all the different cultures in the world, and I can rattle off all the statistics, and you see some of these people are following different diets, and they're unbelievably healthy, and it's because they're not living in a country like the United States, we're the sickest industrialized country in the world, but we're eating all this processed food. We have all this, the luxuries of walking into a supermarket and going walking up and down the shelves and picking out whatever fancies us, even though with total lack of knowledge of what the effect it's going to have on us. This is basically so simple. It's painful for me to think about it sometimes, especially at this point in my life, to see all the things that could happen to people if they just became aware that the beginning of a healthy journey is to give up all the processed food, not 98%.
All of it.
Right, because that's like jumping from one roof to, say, you're up 20 stories and you're going to jump to another. The building's falling down. You're going to jump to another roof 20 feet away. You do not want to jump 19 feet, 11 and 3/4 inches. They don't realize how this works in your chemistry. So if you said, Freddie, I can't eat 100% raw, I could still help you. It's still not a big deal. And we could still design a diet for you or for anybody that wants to be a healthy person and start them on this healthy journey by coaching them and encouraging them to start to think differently, because a lot of our diseases now, because we're under so much pressure, there's so much stress in our lives, a lot of the problems that people are having are what I call psychosomatically induced. Because once you understand the new cellular biology, your thoughts have so much of an influence on your genetic expression. A lot of these new young scientists, cellular biologists, we're on a cutting edge now. We're developing things that are just totally unbelievable. We realize now, and this is not, we're not talking about Flash Gordon type of chemistry here. We're talking about something that's happened right here and now. Our thoughts can influence our genetic expression. There are switches and markers outside the cell that enable to certain chemical influences from our thinking to penetrate the membrane, to get into the DNA and RNA, to change our chemistry. This is science now. We're talking about, there's so much good young geniuses out there now that are into cellular biology. They've gotten away from that old Darwinian concept of genetics, which is antiquated. It was an incorrect hypothesis. It's just, we know that for sure. There are certain people that won't let that go because, you know, especially the guys my age, you know, they can't face the fact that they've been saying the wrong things for 50 years.
And it's with us. Hey, you brought us a guest that I want to get on real quickly, Kurt Kyson. And he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Then it turned into type 1 diabetes. Let's put him on really quick. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. So you had the type 2 and it turned to type 1. What happened to you?
No, actually, it wasn't type 2 and turned into type 1. They never fully diagnosed it at the original time. So when we went back and looked at the blood work from the original diagnosis, it turned out that I was actually a type 1 originally.
Okay, so what did you do to make yourself better?
Okay, I went to the Tree of Life in Patagonia, Arizona, and we did a 30-day raw food program there. Consisted strictly of raw vegetables, nuts and seeds, no fruit, no dairy, no meat. A lot of exercise, vitamins, supplementations, enzymes, and so forth. And within the first week, I came off my insulin, and within about 2 to 3 weeks, my blood sugars came down to normal, and I've been completely off insulin.
Now, were you scared a little bit when you were going off the insulin? Were you telling yourself, man, I hope this works? If not, I might be screwing myself.
Well, prior to me going to the Tree of Life in Patagonia, I was extremely concerned about the raw food diet. I'd never heard of it, so I'm thinking I'm going to go there and I'm eating raw meat. So that part was really scary, but I wasn't scared of the fact of potentially coming off my insulin, because that's what I wanted.
Truly
so
amazing.
My entire intentions of going to the Tree of Life was to go off insulin and get my body back healthy.
And it dropped, and I guess you're still on that kind of regimen, aren't you?
Yes.
Something you will stick with for a long, long time. We'll be back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Simply Raw will take your phone calls with Dr. Fred Bissi on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, we'll talk about the wonders of vitamin D. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Fred Bissi on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let's go to the phones. More questions with Dr. Fred Bissi as well. We'll go to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Hey, Mike, go ahead. Get us started.
Hi, George. First time caller.
Good.
Listen, I have type 2 diabetes, and I find that it makes me incredibly hungry and thirsty. Plus, it makes you urinate a lot. Now, they put me on metformin. But having these problems that I think it's part of the diabetes that makes you really hungry. I'm overweight, too. There's this operation they call the Root and Y. And they cut your stomach up, and they do all this here jazz. And after you have this operation, it makes the diabetes go away. Now, there's a doctor called Rubino. He's done research in this, and he's doing it for people who aren't so heavy. But the fact is, it makes the diabetes go away. And he found out it was because of the duodenum. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Or duodenum?
Duodenum.
Yeah, when they bypass that, the diabetes goes away. So why don't they simplify the operation and just cut the stomach just above the duodenum and then just reattach it down on the intestine? There's one in Vegas called the mini bypass. They do something very similar to that, but they still cut the stomach up and make it smaller. Why don't they just leave the stomach alone, cut it, like I said, at the duodenum and move it down? And this would help with a lot of people. I'll take my answer offline.
Okay, let's get your reaction to this, Fred. Of course, not a lot of people are going to go in for an operation, but what do you think of this procedure?
Oh, it's totally unnecessary. If somebody changes their dietary lifestyle to the right type of a diet, it wouldn't take very long until this gentleman's cravings would disappear. It's I like to use a parallel road to substance abuse, because when a person's using some kind of a recreational drug, of course they crave it all the time. But when they stop doing it, they go through some serious withdrawal symptoms, and part of the withdrawal symptoms of changing your diet is tremendous cravings also. This gentleman would have to, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not saying he shouldn't do that or he should do that. But all I know is that from my 50 years of experience, it's totally unnecessary for a person that's willing to be a willing participant in their own recovery. Those symptoms would change if he committed himself to the right lifestyle. I know it's not easy, but rest assured, it definitely would alleviate. If he's type 2, that means he is producing insulin. The insulin receptors are not picking up. People like that, the majority of them do have tremendous cravings. They're urinating all the time. He has some of the classical symptoms that manifest this type of an ailment. Some people have more, and he's probably one of the guys that's having more of these symptoms. But I don't recommend surgery for anything unless it's absolutely necessary. And this is one case where, it's not necessary. I've run into plenty of people like that, and when they commit themselves to the right type of things, they go through a little difficulty in the beginning, and it also depends upon what type of a diet they're willing to follow. If they go into a diet that's 80% raw and 20% cooked, and they're eating some other foods, then it takes a little bit longer, but they're always successful. I'd like to take the time just to mention that the Simply Raw, reversing diabetes in 30 days, that is available from the simplyrawmovie.com. It's that website. It's available. And I have a new book out there. It's very inexpensive, and it's only 132 pages and explains everything. And that's available from my website, fredbishy4health.com. This is not complicated, and a gentleman like this should take a second look at what reversing your diabetes means. And you don't have to go to a 100% raw food diet. See, a lot of people, that scares them right off.
Well, I mean, can you still go to a restaurant, for example, and have a good time, once in a while?
George, absolutely. The majority of people that come to see me, they don't know anything about a 100% raw food diet, and they don't want to. Of course, we know that's the best way to go if you're willing to be committed to that type of a thing. And, it's pretty radical. They want to do it for a lifetime, but you can go to a restaurant. You just have to make the right choices. I live in New York. There's all kinds of fabulous restaurants in New York City, and I show people how to navigate through the restaurants where they can go out and with their family and enjoy themselves. But there are certain things they just can't do. Remember, it's what you leave out. What this gentleman has to remember, it's what you leave out. If he tried eating healthy and he wasn't leaving out the offending foods that interfere with a healthy physiology, his cravings will never go away, George. See, that's why people need guidance. That's the whole key. And, there's plenty of guidance out there. There's plenty. And sometimes it's not that expensive. If they're willing to take a look at what has to be done, and the person that's advising them It can be made very, very simple. Like it's in my book. My book, a 12-year-old kid could follow that book, and the information is, it's not a deep book scientifically. It's very practical, very easy to understand. And there's plenty of other books out there, and there's plenty of people that are willing to, take them on, counsel them, and it's not complicated. It can be done.
All right, let's go to Tampa, Florida. First-time caller is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I know that the topic is actually on diabetes, but I was wondering, I have Crohn's disease, and I didn't know if maybe you could discuss, because my body is so sensitive to types of food, how the raw diet and as far as chemistry goes with the Crohn's disease, if you know anything about that and how it could benefit me.
All right. I would assume that this diet would help a lot of afflictions, Fred.
That's true. Remember what I said originally. What's your first name, Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah, listen, here's what you got to remember. Your body is the healer. Your body has the ability to reverse most conditions that come from our lifestyle. Okay, now I know you've been you're most likely been told that Crohn's disease and colitis is caused by stress. And a lot of doctors say there's no cure for it. And, they really don't know what causes it. Well, my experience, which is, close to 50 years of experience, has indicated to me, and also from my scientific and clinical background, that this is not true. And the bottom line with me is results. If you do something and 8 out of 10 times it works, that means it's probably a correct approach to what you're doing. Of course, you have to approach Crohn's disease very cautiously. And I want you to remember, I'm not a medical doctor, so it's against the law for me to give you medical advice. But if you approach it cautiously in the right manner, you will get better. You might want to read Paul Neeson's book, who had very serious colitis, and that's how he got interested in raw foods. And, he's been a friend of mine for many years, and he wrote a great book there that's very, very simple. But you definitely can help yourself. You have to be careful when you have Crohn's disease or colitis when you first start a raw food diet, because the fiber could – you already have severe inflammation. You have some bleeding there. Most likely, it's possible. If you go right into a raw food diet, you're not juicing and blending your foods up, so the fiber doesn't cause more inflammation, more bleeding, and then it could exacerbate it in the beginning. But you definitely could. It's something that's worth looking into for you, because there's a very good chance that you're going to have a positive outcome.
All right, next up we go to Wanda in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're there. Hey, Wanda, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have two questions. The first is I would like to know if a person can go from hypoglycemia to type 2 diabetes. That's what they diagnosed me with.
From hypoglycemia to type 2 diabetes. Can that happen, Fred?
Yeah, that can happen. Whenever you have... A person has hypoglycemia. First of all, most people have what I call reactive hypoglycemia, and reactive hypoglycemia is really caused by underlying toxemia. In other words, they overreact to the sugars and the disaccharides and saccharides that they're taking in. So what happens? Your blood sugar goes up, and then they crash. They become too sensitive. That has a lot to do with inflammation on a cellular level. But it is very possible that you can go from hypoglycemia to diabetes, because don't forget the beta cells. You can exhaust the beta cells. The beta cells are the cells in the pancreas that produces the insulin. So if you're constantly, your blood sugar shooting up and down, or your blood sugar's crashing all the time, and the beta cells are trying to produce more insulin, it's like anything else. You could exhaust the beta cells. And if you exhaust the beta cells and they don't produce the insulin, then you got diabetes. Yes, that is a possibility. It doesn't happen all the time, of course. Many years ago, they thought that the cases of hypoglycemia was totally different. You had to have a tumor on your pancreas, but we know that a lot of people today have reactive hypoglycemia, which is totally different, but the symptoms are the same. So, yes, it is possible to go from hypoglycemic to become a diabetic. That is a possibility.
Fred, why do some people, have have the gut, the stomach gut. They have high glucose level, and maybe they're not eating right. And then you have other people who, you know, look relatively trim, and right. maybe they're still not eating right, but their glucose level will seem to be normal. Why
yeah,
is that?
Yeah. Well, that's a big misunderstanding that a lot of people have, because a lot of people not. Three-quarters of the population, and I'll put it this way, three-quarters of the population of this country are overweight, and many of those people are obese. So when you're obese, you have a much better chance of having insulin resistance. But you could be very thin. I see people that have diabetes that are very thin, and they have insulin resistance. But that's because they're so toxic. Their metabolism is running so fast, so because they're so toxic to deal with that toxicity, they're having... They could be having more problems than the person that's obese. So I see people that are thin, their detox is pretty severe because their metabolism is so fast, it's keeping their body weight down. So it is very possible for a person to be thin and to have diabetes. Now, a lot of type 1 diabetics, they're very thin to start with.
Yeah.
But your blood sugar is... Your blood sugar can do some pretty strange things. So, you know, everybody thinks that because a person is obese, they're going to get diabetes. Some people don't get it because of genetic expression. Some people get it, and as soon as they lose weight, no matter what they do, no matter what kind of a weight loss program they follow, they seem to respond. But a lot of people, when just by losing weight, they don't respond that well. So we have to remember... There's thousands of variables in the human chemistry. The human body has someplace between 100 and 100 trillion cells. There's many different factors that are taking place that are biochemical individually that we can't put everybody in the same situation. When I meet somebody that comes to see me, I evaluate them as an individual because I learned a long time ago just because somebody has the same disease, they're going to react the same way to treatment. It just does not work that way. So you have to be aware, try to be aware of as many of the variables as you possibly can. And that comes with, you know, a clinical background and experience. Experience is a tremendous teacher. A lot of things I learned from my clinical experience in dealing with people over the years to see certain things to happen on a consistent basis. A lot of the experience does not come from what you learn in the university or you learn in school. It comes from being out there in the trenches, dealing with people, and to have compassion, to have an understanding of what's going on with people. You know, you just can't run some kind of a mill where you have people come in and out, and you just start ringing up the cash register. That's not the way I do things. I take every person that comes into me as a personal challenge.
Sure.
That I have to get them better.
And you probably do in most cases, don't you?
Well, I do. But listen, I'll be 80 years old next week, so I got a lot.
What? Yeah, are you kidding me? I thought you were like 50.
No, I'll be 80 years old next week. And if I don't know what I'm doing by now, I might as well go out and shoot myself because I've been doing this
for many years. Good for you. You're going to go to 150.
Well, I'm out there running, doing all the things people are doing. So,
how old do you look?
Well, I don't really know. I look in the mirror. I don't really know at this point in my life. It doesn't really make any difference. I think I look younger than I am. I mean, you know, my skin looks okay. And I'm not really, you know, everybody likes to look the best they can, you know. I mean,
Sure. Pictures
of me are available on the internet, you know, if you want to see something like that. But what I go by is the quality of life. As I said before, I was in a nursing home today. I walked out of there shaking my head with my head down. And I'm saying, you know, there were people in there that were 10 years, 15 years younger than me. And as far as I'm concerned, they don't belong there. And I was out, you know, 5 o'clock this morning running on the beach with two huge dogs. I have an animal lover. I have two big dogs, and I take them out on the beach, and I run up and down the beach. So at this point in my life, I'm just grateful that my name wasn't in your obituary this morning, but I'm still moving around like a young guy. So it works. You know what I mean? I'm nobody special. I'm really a very ordinary guy. These people could do a lot better than this, but I was determined, you know, when I came out of depression in the 30s and everything, I was determined to make a better life for myself, you know, against all odds. So some people have better opportunities in this day and age. They have everything available. I was from a poor immigrant family that we struggled, you know, through the de- the WPA and all the things that took place during the real depression. People talk about hard times. They don't realize what the depression was really like. Thousands of people walking the streets in New York City looking for to do a day's work just so they could have a meal, not for a day's pay, just so they could have a meal.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Chris, let's get you in. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, good morning, George.
Good morning.
Listen to you all the time. Great shows.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
you was talking about being diabetic. I'm the type what he was talking about. I started out with a bad infection on my toes that they amputated. Then it went up to, then that didn't heal either, so they finally had to take it below the knee, and that was on my right leg. Well, while I was still in the hospital, I broke my left leg, and that never healed, and they had to take that above the knee.
Well, yeah, I mainly
called just to let people know what you were talking about and verifying what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, listen, I hope you're into a good diet now. I hope you're trying to help yourself here.
Well, I do the best I can. I still eat red meat and a lot of green vegetables, lettuce, mixes, things like that.
Well, is your blood sugar under control?
I use Lantus insulin, and it keeps it pretty good under control.
Well, okay, listen, please take a second look at lifestyle change. How old a man are you?
I'm 52.
All right, you're still a young guy here. What I suggest is that, remember, lifestyle changes start, spiritually, and the thoughts that you entertain become a reality. You can do this. You can do this. I'm telling you, if you really make a positive change the way you think and accept the fact that you have to do it, you'll be able to do it. And then you start in the right place. Try to get some good advice. And I'm telling you, you could still get it I'm positive you could still get it under control. And you're a type two that graduated into taking insulin, right?
Right. That's correct.
All right. Listen, you got a good shot yet. I'm not exaggerating. I'm a straight shooter. I'm a guy that tries to lay it right on the line. I'm out of the streets in New York, so I have the best. I don't pull any punches. I'm telling you, you could still help yourself. But you got to be a willing participant in your own recovery. You got to be willing to make that big change. I know it's difficult. There's social ramifications. What are you going to do when you go to your mother-in-law's house? And she only puts out the wrong foods. Well, there's a cutoff point. You got to stop right there. You're talking about your future here. You could still have a long future. You got to make that change. And see, that's the difficult about the way I eat. No matter where I am, I don't deviate. No matter where I am, I don't change. And that's the way it is. And that's the reason why I'm successful. I'm vital and alive at this point in my life at 80 years old. I know anybody could do this. I'm just a very ordinary guy. And this could be made very simple for you. You have to make that commitment to help yourself.
We've got your websites linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Dr. Fred Bishy, also his book is called Your Healthy Journey. Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. It's a DVD set. I'll be back in a moment.